Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy, already in progress.
Scripture does say, let therefore no man judge you in meat or food or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. Do I have to keep the Sabbath? No. I mean, every day is a Sabbath for me. You know, I can preach on Sunday. I can preach on Saturday. You know, we can do anything. We're free in Christ. When you realize you're dead to sin and you're free in Christ, that means you can do anything you want to do that the Spirit doesn't tell you. If you're led by the Spirit of God, anything you want to do, if the Spirit don't tell you, don't do that, it's legal for you. It's legal. Let's go to the next verse, 17. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intriguing of those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. If you're led by your fleshly mind, you will make multitudes of mistakes. You agree with that? So don't be led by your flesh. Let your spirit be in control. And now next verse, 19. And not holding the head from which all the body of by joints and bands, having nourishment knit together, increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be led with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? That's a good question, isn't it? So let's see. Let's go to the next verse, 21. These things of the world are touch not, taste not, and handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. Next verse, 23. Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in real worship and humility. I want to put that verse 23 up there in the NLT. That verse is so much easier to interpret in the verse 23 in the NLT. Look at this. These rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe bodily discipline, but they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires. Now then, if you take the flesh and you liked pork sandwiches and you've eaten pork sandwiches all your life and you've never had any major problem, and all of a sudden somebody tells you what can possibly happen. And that's true. I know about pork and I know what it can do. In fact, my nephew, which is a graduate of A&M, he's a veterinarian, he told me if you ever have anybody that goes hunting and they go hog hunting and they kill these wild hogs, he says, for God's sake, whatever you do, don't ever put a bite of that food in your mouth. He said, that is the most poisonous food you can ever eat. Pork from a wild hog. He said, because they eat everything. He said, if they run up on a dead coon that's been rotten, they just eat it. He said, they just dwell on rotten food. And he said, that's what they become. And when you eat one of them, you eat that. Isn't that something? So when my nephew told me, which is a graduate of A&M, when he told me, don't eat a wild hog, he didn't have to tell me that but one time. I thought, well, technically speaking, I could eat that in faith. But after he told me what he told me, I'm not sure I could stand in faith for that or not. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? Because every time I go to take a bite of that, I'd see a big old parasite or something down in there that's looking up and I'd go, get you. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? It takes great faith to eat something like that and not let it bother you or affect you. So guess what? The easiest thing to do is don't eat it. You know, if somebody says, this is a wild hog, hey. You know, I remember some missionaries one time that went over somewhere to some foreign country, and he said when they set the food in front of him, he said, I ain't never seen nothing look like that in my life. And he said, I know the scripture, but said I was a Baptist and I never used this scripture before. But he said, I had to eat that food because I told the man that was with us, said, I don't think I can eat that. It looks awful. He said, you're going to greatly offend these people if you don't eat their food that they give you. He said, Lord, I remember in a word where you said, no deadly poison shall hurt me. So, Lord, I'm claiming that verse. They never used that before. No deadly poison. He never used that before. But now then he's going to use it because he said that food looked awful. And he said, I went ahead and eat it, quoting that verse, that even no deadly poison shall hurt me. So he said, I ate that food and it didn't hurt me at all. But he said later when I found out what was in it, I thought, oh, God, I'm glad I didn't know that. It was awful. You know, so you can have faith for some things if you don't know what it is, right? Once you know what it is, you think, oh my goodness, this would really be putting God to the test. I realize my God is a big God, but he might not be that big. Is that the way we are?
True.
But he is big enough, is he not?
Yes, he is.
He is big enough. But what he says there, he clearly tells us, these rules may seem wise because they require strong devotion. And do some of them require strong devotion? Oh boy, pious self-denial and severely bodily discipline. Just like the scripture. Tim and I was talking here a while back, my son, and most of you know he owns a gym, so he's really in good health, good shape. But he told me the other day, he said, Dad, I get out of working out every day for just a month or two and said, it's unbelievable how much difference I can tell in my body. And some of you know that, don't you? You know, so if you don't work out regularly, what happens to your body? It becomes undisciplined, you know, and it can create all kinds of problems in your body. So Tim was just telling me, Dad, how difficult it is that I need to spend more time with my body and working it out. And I told him, I said, son, the scripture says that bodily discipline or bodily exercise profits a little. But spiritual practice profits much. So I said, you know what you really need to be doing? Yes, you need to work out and take good care of your body, especially since you're an owner of a gym. You know, you want your body to be, him and his wife both, they are examples of what perfect bodies should look like, both Tim and his wife. I mean, they're really, really have worked diligently. And I mean, you know, you can tell when you look at them, you know, they have worked diligently. Like the other day, Sharon, she come in and she says, Pastor, I'm going to walk down to the mailbox. You want to go with me? I told her, no, I don't want to walk to the mailbox with you. She said, oh, come on, you need some exercise. She kept badgering me, so I went. When we got back, I told her, I said, I'm going to hire me a new girl. what it won't require me to go to the mailbox and back every day. Now, what do y'all think? You reckon the flesh is in control? Absolutely. The flesh was a lazy beast. It'd much rather sit out there in the porch swing and watch her walk off than me going with her. But she wouldn't take no for an answer, so I had to go to the walk to the mailbox with her. And I realized I ought to walk to my own wife tries to get me to walk to the mailbox and back every day. And sometimes her and Sharon go, but sometimes I go with them, but sometimes I stay here. Here a while back, we walked all the way to the mailbox up to Bingham Road and down, all the way to that big old white house they're building down there on the end. And when we got back up right straight across here, there's a little hole in the fence that comes across here. I said, you girls can walk all the way to the back and all the way, if you want, I'm going to cut across shorty. So I cut across right there. They said, well, we'll go with you. So they went with me. But I told them, I said, y'all walk too much for me. I'm going to have to find me some more girls or something here that don't exercise so much. But when he says this strong devotion, pious self-denial, and severe bodily discipline, but they provide no help in conquering a person's evil desires. According to this scripture, it makes no difference how diligent you are with your flesh. You can be the best or worst at maintaining your bodily flesh, and it'll have no power over you living in sin. Isn't that something? The Spirit of God and the Word of God is the only thing you have to stand on to believe that you can do what God says you can do. And if you'll spend time with Him every day, if you'll spend time with the Master, every day in His Word and do what He says, then He will reveal to you the power that He's given you and what you can do in His wonderful name. And you'll be able to see Him do great and awesome things. He'll answer your prayer. I mean, just like this young lady right here, when she come up to me and Cheryl the other day, she said, "We need two drivers." I said, "My God's big enough to get you two drivers really quick." So I made her a statement that I guarantee you'll have two drivers tomorrow. Well, she did, but they didn't stay. But Wednesday she got two, and now they're going to go to work tomorrow, right? Now, when we pray and we pray in faith, that's what God put us here for to do, didn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, and we don't have to pray for healing all the time. We pray for whatever the need is, right? So you need a couple of drivers in your business. Hey, we ask God. Is that right, Miss Jackie? When you ask God, you ask Him in faith. And you noticed I spoke faith. I said, "Now I guarantee you God will send you a couple because I prayed." So God, He loves that. He loves it when you say, "I guarantee you, I stood on His word. He'll do what I said." He guaranteed it. And He does. And He may not do it exactly like you thought. I mean, I was fully thinking that you would have two drivers the next morning. And you did. But they weren't the ones. So you had to wait till Wednesday to get the right ones. But at least this week you got your drivers. And they're going to be there tomorrow. So you see what happens if we train ourselves spiritually and train ourselves with the Word of God. When we stand on the Word, just like the little, it didn't have to be very big either, did it, brother? Just a little guy can pray for you and get you healed. Isn't that wonderful? But I will have to say, Dave's little girl, when she touched that woman that day, I looked at her eyes and her eyes got big and she said, "My goodness, the pain just left." A six-year-old girl. So we ought to be ashamed of ourselves for not praying for the sick or praying for everything. What should we pray about?
Everything.
With Thanksgiving. That's exactly right. Don't forget the Thanksgiving part. God loves for you to thank Him and praise Him. Well, Father, we praise You and thank You for this beautiful day. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You that You have given us Jesus Christ to live in us, the hope of glory. And in Him, we have total freedom to do anything that the Spirit leads us to do. As long as we'll be led by the Spirit of God, we will not sin. We will walk holy in Your presence. And we thank You and praise You for giving us this Word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Enemy Does Not Give Up Easy," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.